Moments of Radio. Radio Moments.
Tears at Capital this week, 9 years ago.
I tell you, the DJs obviously have changed over the years, and the songs changed, the bosses changed, but the station doesn't change. It's still Capital, and let's be honest, it is one of the greatest radio stations on the planet. You know it because you listen to it every single day. And for 18 years, I have loved being part of this every day.
Neil Fox concluding his last show for Capital London this week in 2005. And little did he imagine he'd get breakfast down the road at Magic and stay there forever. No tears for this man.
Germany will live. No coercion. No oppression. No measures of tyranny that any foreign foe can introduce will shatter Germany. And therefore I say to you, in these last words, you may not hear from me again.
The voice of William Joyce, or Lord Haw-Haw, the wartime propaganda broadcaster who transmitted on frequencies around the world, including those of Radio Luxembourg. He made that last broadcast in a drunken state this week in 1945. He was hanged the following year. BBC Radio Derby officially launched this week in 1971. But it had been on air 2 months earlier to cover the big local story of Rolls-Royce going into receivership. In the premature phase of broadcasting, it had temporary premises actually on the FM transmitter site.
This is BBC Radio Derby on 96.5 MHz VHF, broadcasting to Derby, Derbyshire and South East Staffordshire. The Derby Ram, played by the Derby Concert Orchestra, welcomes you to the
happy 43rd anniversary, BBC Radio Derby. And staying with BBC locals, what's the time?
1 minute to nine. This is Prelude with Gina Madgett and Nigel Turner. We've nearly gone, but in just 1 minute's time, BBC Radio Cambridgeshire will be officially opened by the chairman of the BBC, George Howard. We'll be going live to the opening ceremony, where the events will be described for us by our commentator, Joe Dobry, as the BBC's 25th local radio station starts broadcasting officially.
Well, that was our station signature tune, which I hope will become a very familiar sound to you over the next few months, played with great gusto there by the musicians of the 1st Battalion, Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire, the Royal Anglian Regiment based at Oakington, playing
the sound of 1982 and the launch of BBC Radio Cambridgeshire, then on air just a few hours each day. The station was to bring us Emma Freud and Chris Morris too. It's 15 years this week since Jill Dando was murdered. Jill had been appointed by John Lilly at BBC Devon in 1985 after a spell in hospital radio. John Burt was BBC Director General back then. He spoke about Jill.
Somebody you were always pleased to see. You know, I often saw Jill. I saw her in the course of my duties. She often helped us with corporate events. She came to, but she was a good BBC soldier. She always turned up and she always turned out. She believed in the BBC. But I'm sure my feelings about Jill were the same as everybody else's. You know, your heart leapt when you saw her. She was always a person you were really pleased to see.
John Burt on Jill Dando, who was killed this week in 1999. Happy birthday this week to one of the most famous voices in the world.
Here we go with the top 40 hits in the nation this week on American Top 40, the best-selling and most played songs from the Atlantic to the Pacific, from Canada to Mexico. This is Casey Kasem in Hollywood, and in the next 3 hours, we'll count down the 40 most popular hits in the United States this week. Hot off the record charts.
Happy 82nd birthday to Casey Kasem, who hosted the American Top 40 from 1970 for decades. And that program was carried on frequencies around the world. And of course, back in those days, before Radio 1 FM or any commercial radio, we used to listen to it here too, crackling through on AM. Casey was also the voice of Shaggy in the cartoon Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo!
1993, and the launch this week of Britain's second national commercial radio station.
Well, the radio revolution is about to happen. I'm very excited. In fact, the whole of my body is very excited at this moment. I'm going to have a quick cold shower. It is officially midday, and Richard Branson will officially launch Virgin 1215, the UK's new national radio station, in exactly 15 minutes.
10 minutes and counting to the radio revolution. 10 minutes and counting to the official launch.
Hello to everyone here in Manchester and across the UK. It's 12:15 on Friday, April 30th, 1993. A date which will go down, we hope, in broadcasting history. I'm Richard Branson, and this is the radio station I've always wanted to hear. I hope you'll find it the station you too have always wanted to hear. Virgin 1215 is now officially on the air!
Well, good afternoon. This is Richard.
The launch of Richard Branson's Virgin, carried back then just on the old Radio 3 and Radio 1 medium wave frequencies. Branson was a bit of a rebel in his day, as was the Liverpool man who this week in 1975 was convicted for displaying a Radio Caroline car sticker. The charge was under Section 5, Subsection 3, Paragraph F of the Marine and Broadcasting Offences Act 1967, and that was all about publishing an advertisement of matter calculated to promote directly or indirectly the interests of a business whose interests consist in or include the operation of a station from which broadcasts are or are to be so made. He didn't pay his fine, and he went to jail for 60 days for a car sticker. 1923, and this week the new BBC studios at Savoy Hill, just up the Strand, were officially opened.
As chairman of the British Broadcasting Company, and on the occasion of the opening of our new London studio, I am glad to have the opportunity of saying a few words to our many thousands of listeners in throughout the country. The Broadcasting Company is not a monopoly. Last year, the manufacturers of wireless apparatus met together as it was realized that broadcasting would have to be controlled by one broadcasting authority if the chaos which today is so obvious in America were to be avoided here.
So, with Heart beginning some modest program sharing on its network of three stations 6 years ago, the first FM transmitters switched on from Kent 59 years ago, the first Wagoner's Walk broadcast on Radio 2 45 years ago, and John Peel's 25,000 record collection going on show 2 years ago.
Undertones and Teenage Kicks, what a treat.
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio.